Bava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah begins with a qualification of the previous Mishnah Halacha that one needs to wipe clean the measuring devices that one has used over a period of time. So Omer Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel tells us that by Medvar Memorim, when is it true that you need to wipe down the measuring cups and the weights? That's Balach. That's when you're utilizing liquids, which gather and congeal. But it's a dry item, it's not necessary because there's no residue. The Mishnah now talks about a concept of being machmir, being more stringent upon oneself, to give the buyer a little bit more to make sure that you have truly given him the correct amount. It says when you're weighing out something on a scale, v'chayav lahachria lo tefach, you have to make sure that the side in which your sechora, the item that he's purchasing from you, extends lower than the side in which the weight is on by a tefach, as it says over here in the Mishnah. That the chayav lahachria lo tefach, you have to give him a hachra, an extra amount up to a tefach difference, so that it's a tefach lower. Now the Gemara explains this is only true in a place where there is such a minhag. This is not a universal idea. This is only where such a minhag exists. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah continues and says hayashoka lo ayin ba'ayin, if he's weighing it for him even Stephen. Eye to eye, meaning it's completely equal, he's not doing a hachra, then there is another method through which he can give him something extra, and that's called nosin lo gerumav. He can give him gerumav. Gerumav is an extra amount that's given on the measure. Well, and we'll explain in just a moment what that is, but I just want to mention that the Gemara says that this instance where it says he's measuring even is specifically talking about a case where there is no minhag to do the hachra of a tefach. So that's what we mentioned, that there's some places where have the minhag, some places don't have the minhag, but even the places where do not have the minhag to do a tefach, they do it even in the scale, but they give a different type of an additional amount, that is echa la'asar balach, 1 in 10 in the liquids. Now, what 1 in 10 really means is that it doesn't mean 10%. What it means is a tenth of a tenth. And that is really 1% extra that you give to the seller gives to the buyer. And 1 in 20 in dry items. Now, echad la'asrim bayavish, again, doesn't mean 1/20th, but it really, which would be 5%, it really means a 20th of a 20th. And a 20th of a 20th is 1/400th, which is only one a quarter of a percent. The reason that we give these extra amounts that the seller is supposed to give is based actually on a pasuk. The pasuk says that when in talking about the weights and measures, it says, "Evan shlema v'tzedek yalach." You should have a complete stone, meaning a stone that you use for weighing, and tzedek, and righteous, or just, you should have. And the word tzedek, the just, is really extra. And they make a drasha from that, that tzadek mishalacha v'tenlo, you should give a little extra justice from yourself and give him. That even though you've done a shalem, it's been evan shlema, you still should add on a little bit from your mishkal, from your measurement. The Mishnah continues that makam shenagu lamad bedaka, in a place where the minhag was to measure out using a small measuring device, a small measuring cup, even if you had to use several of them, leomad bagasa, you should not measure out using a larger measuring device. Bagasa, if the minhag is to use a large measuring device, leomad bedaka, you shouldn't use a small measuring device. Limchok, if the minhag is to measure out when you flatten the amount of the item on top of the measuring cup, lo yigdosh, you shouldn't put a heap on top of it. Ligdosh, if the minhag is to make a heap on top of the measuring device, lo yimchok, you shouldn't flatten it out. Both of these items are true, even if in a case where you normally flatten it and instead you pile it, and even if the purchaser gives extra money for the heap, or the opposite, even if he lowers the money in the case where instead of heaping it, he flattens it out, even in that case, you shouldn't do it because you should follow the minhag, because any type of, there's some sort of a change, there's a concern that there's some sort of a trickery or hanky-panky going on.